Hello and welcome to Cruisin' for a Reviewsin', the podcast where I get a friend to watch a Tom Cruise movie they've never seen before and review it with me. I'm your host, Cara Westworth, and today it is another mini-sode with Lauren.
Hello. I am so excited to be back once again. It is the dream.
Yes, after we spoke for 4.5 hours about Collateral.
Well, you don't say, but you had some editing to do there. I'm so sorry.
I knew what I was getting into, so it's fine. I'm going to start a conversation with my best friend, Lauren, and then be like, oh my God, we spoke for hours. I'm shocked. No, we knew what was happening. Talking about handsome boys.
Yeah. We're not fools. We're grown-ass women.
All right. We're going to do a mini-sode. We thought we would do the whole drag this out another week because Cara doesn't know how to get guests at the moment. But we also had we actually thought of multiple things to talk about for a mini-sode. We've settled on one thing, and I might put a tiny disclaimer here. If you were shocked or easily offended by sexy gay porn type things, you should probably not listen to this episode because that will be the main focus of our mini-sode.
Also, rethink your priorities. Everybody does it. It's fine.
I'm also going to, I thought we might also do a little bit of background to what we're talking about. So basically, Lauren and Peter, her partner, went to Japan last year. They got me some presents, which are very niche. And I'm going to get Lauren to explain some background for them. But basically, she got me hentai that is all around Tom Cruise, mostly around Tom Cruise having sex with other men. Especially one of them is all about him having sex with Benji from the Mission Impossible franchise. There's one where it's just all of his films, just every single one of his films, him fucking dudes, and specifically being a bottom. But if you don't know what these words are, I'm really sorry. We'll explain a little bit to you. But Lauren, would you
care to explain?
Explain what hentai is quickly first.
Okay, so hentai is generally animated pornography that comes out of Japan. The word hentai, I think, means pervert in Japanese.
Oh, I didn't know
there's
that.
Also brands. Yeah, I know. You can use it as oh, hentai, you are a pervert. You can use that as someone. And then there's a shortened version of that, which is ecchi. And that basically means hechi. And that just means pervy because it's H for hentai, yep. Ecchi, pervy. So that's sort of probably a little more of the softcore sort of stuff. So yeah, that is hentai. What I bought you specifically is in Japan, it's called doujin or doujinshi. And the interesting thing about Japan is that you can publish your fan works in Japan. So while we were all, oh God, heavily breathing at our computer laptops while reading Harry Potter fan fiction in high school or whenever you were enjoying your Harry Potter, you can actually get that sort of stuff published physically in physical copies in Japan. So generally those are known as thin books or doujin. And you can buy them at a shop called Mandarake, which is where I spent a lot of money.
Yes, you
they
did.
They don't just sell porn there.
Many other things, but porn is definitely a section of it, probably a large section. I went and bought some hentai from Book Off. Is that the name of?
Book Off, yeah. They've got heaps at Book Off as well, which Book Off's secondhand goods, everything from CDs, DVDs, any printed media you can think of, they have it secondhand.
Yeah, so I remember looking and I'm being quite impressed with how expensive the hentai section was and how intense some were. The one I got, we got because it was kind of a fucked up cover, and then we got it. And when Ben and I were like, no, this is too fucked up. I think we've made a huge mistake. And if anyone looks in our suitcase, we're going to be kicked out of Australia.
We bought this as a joke, but what have we done?
What have we done? I've still got it because I have to show it to people for them to comprehend. Yeah. Anyway.
No, I've seen it. It was really bad. I'm one of the few people who was no, I have to know. I have to fucking know. You have to show me because I have to know how bad it is.
I'm not easily shocked or grossed out, but even I was okay. I'm going to put that in my closet far away from prying eyes.
And we're locking that away. Cool. Yep. In the regrets.
I literally just found it while I was trying to find my Tom Cruise hentai. So I'm like, oh, yes, there you are. Oh dear. Okay, so that's what hentai is. That is what this specific stuff is. So we'll just have a little chat about what you bought me.
Basically, so I'll start with what I found first, if that's fine. Yes. I want to like tell you about like finding it as well. So the first one we found was at a place called K-Books, which is great because they sort of specialize in otome merch, which is basically just stuff that's aimed at women. And they had like a small section of the doujinshi books, and we're like, they have everything from like just light romance through to all the things I bought you. I could not stop laughing because we were like, certainly they'll have a Tom Cruise section. And not just do they like, we were like, is it Mission Impossible? Like, do we search by movie? So we were so happy and so surprised to discover that there was just like a whole Mission Impossible section right there. I know. And I picked you the book that had Henry Cavill on the front. Is it written in English, what that one's called?
Mission Impossible. It just says Mission Impossible Fallout. I love you to death.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I love you to death.
That's right. Yeah. And I picked that one. I knew that it wasn't smutty because usually they have a big R18 disclaimer on the front. But I just really liked how pretty they made Henry Cavill with his big anime eyes.
That's so cute.
So beautiful.
Right.
So
I'll share pictures.
That's like a light romance.
Yeah.
The second one that we found was in Tokyo, and that was at the Basement Mandarake in Shibuya, and it's the Trustfall one, isn't it?
Yes, Trustfall.
Yes.
We have a tiny backstory. I just decided to look up, see if there was Mission Impossible fan fiction, and turns out it is on the internet in abundance. And
oh, yes.
Then we sort of, you know, we were reading some of our favorite bits. It's mostly just Ethan Benji fucking. That's all it is, really. And being in love, and they're very tender and caring. It's very cute.
So tender, so beautiful.
And we found on eBay this one called Trustfall, and the cover is Ethan and Benji like falling out of a window, and it's upside down, and Benji looks worried, but Ethan looks like kind of sexy and smug and
strong.
Yeah, like he's protecting him. And yeah, it's a...
Well, online, when we tried to find that on eBay, because a lot of this stuff doesn't come out of Japan, it was like $50 on eBay, yeah. Wasn't it? Wasn't it quite expensive? Yeah. And we were like, what the fuck? So the miracle of seeing that, I paid $10 for it, Kara. No, was it cheaper? I don't know. I think I only paid maybe $7 max for that one. But that's like the beauty of Japan. It's one of those weird things because it's like Japan blows my mind. I love erotica and I love erotica and fiction. Like I'm obsessed with it. It's so much fun to read. Sometimes it's really funny. Sometimes it's really well written. But what I love most about it is it's usually just aimed at women. I guess maybe it's just one of those things where it's like only Japan, you have a whole district dedicated to that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe there's other Southeast Asian countries like Korea, South Korea maybe might have some of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty unique to Japan by that sort
of one of the things, like we were walking around constantly and we were like, oh my God, they've drawn like these beautiful looking guys, and you just never will see that in Australia, like ever. Ever, like giant floor stickers.
Yeah.
It's just fucking crazy. And it's so like, I don't know, there's something kind of nice about stuff that's aimed at women because there's often lacking.
And I guess on the flip side, the stuff aimed at men in Japan probably isn't all
you bought
great.
Some.
Well, I did, and I learned my
fucking... No, it's there's just so many branches of it, but let's bring it back, because my favorite of the things that I bought you, I bought actually on the second last day, and that was from the same Bandarake, but because we were trying to go through alphabetically in Japanese, and my Japanese isn't very good, Peter's is pretty strong, but we're not as good at the language to just go, oh, I know where to find this. Not only was there a Mission Impossible section, there was just a Tom Cruise section, and I know, but there was also like a Benedict Cumberbatch section, and
I need that entire section. I don't care what's in it.
But I think I picked out the best one. Would you like to read out the name of the best doujin?
So it's called Tom Cruisey, and the subline is Superstar Bottom Anthology, and Tom is in a different color. So
Bottom.
So it's basically just a hentai that is all... So it goes through... Some of it's like text, so can't do much of that. Then there's a lot of imagery. Like actual like manga. It's just all different movies. Most of it goes for a couple of pages at most. And it's Tom Cruise's character getting fucked by mostly by other dudes and other characters.
What was the night and day one?
I think night
and
day.
Peter was trying to translate it for us.
Oh, I can't remember what happened in that one.
I just remember it being like him being on the bottom and being and having sex with the superstar kid who was like the tech wizard.
That's right.
Young guy. And the whole point was like, yeah, I'm gonna give him some confidence. Yeah, good, you're doing it. Good work.
Fuck, I better try and find it now.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, holy it's shit. So good. But yeah, it's like,
and it's all different.
The fact that someone was like, how about I make a small book that is all just Tom Cruise getting it? And it has the same Joker. Yes. It's so handsome in the book.
It's like the same panel of him being.
I forgot his smarmy face. We will post photos. But help me if you tag me in this. I have friends from Japan. I'm never allowed to share it.
Smart face. Oh, I can't even.
So confident and cocky. Hang on, it's a very classic. They've captured him quite well. Because it's not just that character. It's Tom Cruise.
Yes, that's Les Grossman from Tropic Thunder getting fucked while Matthew McConaughey's character looks on.
Mm.
It's apparently that was.
I wish that my Japanese too. Was better to be able to read that for you, because look, it's actually like amazing art. The comedy that someone's put into it is so good. You can tell it's a lot of love that's gone into making Tom Cruise get fucked in the ass.
The interview. There's two Interview the Vampire ones, and one the main one is very pervy, and he has Lestat. It barely looks. Like Tom Cruise's Lestat. Oh, it does kind of, but like,
show me.
There's a picture of him.
Oh yeah, that's great. I should when he was that. He really good
having a sexy little lick of Louis's dick. So
a little bit of knowledge for you in the Anne Rice universe. Vampires can't get it up.
What, really?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, it's supposed to be like a, well, that could be a big lie. I remember reading them a bunch when I was younger. I remember thinking, oh wow, but it was something to do with like they have a very powerful blood. If they consume very powerful blood, like from an elder vampire, then they can. But so
a little bit disappointing, because I was envisioning Louis and Lestat just fucking constantly.
Maybe that was just like a disclaimer, because the 90s were really harsh on any sort of queer representation, especially in a huge mainstream movie. Was it you who was telling me that they were going to make Louis into?
Yeah, Anne Rice was like kind of trying to encourage them to do that, so people, there wouldn't be like a really bad blowback. But they ended up saying, no, we'll keep them male. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
And great. While women everywhere fainted with the vapors.
I love that Japan is so gung-ho for printed media. I don't know how much money you'd make off like making fan works, but it also blows my mind.
Because the way you described it, I imagine people were thinking, oh, it's just going to be like zines kind of thing. But these are beautifully made. Like the Trustful one has this matte cover, and it looks professional, like you wouldn't know the way it's printed and everything. And the Tom Cruise-y bottom one has like a holographic cover, and it looks, from what little bit of manga I've ever consumed before, it doesn't feel or look any less high quality than
there is definitely a trend of trying to print your stuff in high quality. I think I've had some of the other stuff that I have from my other fandoms that I follow, I think it's differed. Like I found a Sailor Moon one from the 90s and I fell in love with it. It was it's pervy, because why else would I buy it? But it was from 1995. I don't know when it was last printed, but instead of having like typed text, someone would have has handwritten everything out in it, and it's just it's just really nice. Like I think, but I'm like, I guess I'm a bit of a nerd for zines and fanworks to begin with, but yeah, it's kind of fun.
Well, it's obviously been enough demand that they've, you know, there are facilities that can print this
Cara,
sort of thing.
Next time we go, you would just die. You're just gonna buy that whole section.
Oh, I am. Ben's going to be mortified. He's like, we don't have enough room for that. It's all porn. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. You know who you married?
You know who you married. If it makes you feel any better, I bought 13 kilos of it. So
fuck yeah.
Some of that was just like knickknacks. And no, most of that was just porn. Straight up porn. I'm not ashamed anymore.
If anyone has a problem with it, whatever. We all have our weird things. Mine is obsessing over Tom Cruise endlessly, and yours is sexy boys doing sexy things in...
Absolutely. Well, I like beautiful artwork to begin with, to the point where I like, my friend was laughing. She's like, you know, if you learn to draw, that you can just seize the means of production and make your own porn. I'm like, oh, genius. But that's like a lot of commitment. So I love beautiful artwork. So I always look for that when I'm going through. And of course, if it's just like, there's other things that you don't really think about, like for example, getting Tom Cruise merchandise to begin with. official Tom Cruise merchandise.
Very
hard. It's nigh impossible. Yeah, and you own like the most fancy Tom Cruise action figure there is, or the mm-hmm. only Tom Cruise action figure there is. So I'm just guess I'm a sucker for like, here's something niche that you don't have. So yeah, buying stuff like that's so much fun for, oh, you know, Christmas, holidays, any old reason. And yeah, expanding your fandom.
Yes. Well, that's Tom Cruise hentai. That's what I own. I'm going to share pictures. And I won't share the rudest pictures because I don't want my Instagram or Twitter to be flagged, but I'll share some fun little images so you can see.
I think you're allowed to put rude pictures on Twitter.
I can. Oh, that's true. All right. I'll direct people to my Twitter. So before
for some
we go,
Twitterlating content. I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize. That was wonderful. Before we go, I thought because we're recording this only a few days before I'm going to release this, I don't normally get do that. So I don't normally get to talk about Tom Cruise news, but because I am, we can.
Oh my God.
So many people have been sharing with me and I'm not mad at all. Did you see about how Tom Cruise is going to do a space movie?
Absolutely, I did, because Google knows that I've Googled Tom Cruise a bunch and it gives me notifications. It's like, by the way, have you heard Tom Cruise is going to do a space movie? I'm like, oh, tell me more though. I haven't read more. Please. So what's
really,
what,
there's
what's
not
on?
A lot on there. I did read a pretty good article that went through a little bit more. So the first thing I read was about how he was teaming up with Elon Musk and doing something. And I was like, gag. I haven't stopped thinking about his and Grimes' baby and that fucking name. And I don't think I'm ever going to stop being angry at...
What's Grimes', what's that baby's name?
You can't pronounce it. It's okay. It's like random symbols and letters and...
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's so bad. And like that, and when she tweeted about it, she sort of broke it down and explained it. She didn't really say how it was pronounced still, but anyway, but she broke it down and then Elon Musk replied to it, correcting her on one of the facts.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Do you think a woman who's just given birth, you can just cut her a slack because she got two numbers mixed around?
I just don't understand that world. I don't care to understand that world.
I don't understand.
There are sometimes where I'm like, I wish I had more money because I'm a poor fucking creative in Melbourne. La-di-da. Aren't we all? And then I think about the people who have money and too much of it, and then I do not regret this life.
No.
Not when I see shit like that.
Not
no
when
way.
You could be Elon Musk. So... fucking idiot.
Oh no.
Now Tom Cruise is doing something with him. Hopefully Elon Musk hasn't got much to do with it, because I guess Elon Musk is doing like space travel stuff. I don't know. But NASA is involved and it seems like they're just doing a movie where Tom Cruise is going to be in space at some
point. No, I'm super into that. Yeah, no, I'm a big space nerd. I love space travel. And I love Tom Cruise. So I'm game.
They talked about how he's going to do his own stunts. Like, it's not really hard because if he's going to be in zero gravity, like it's probably going to be the best for him and his joints.
Doesn't have to worry his knee straps like I do anytime I do a single squat. Fucking hell. Well, I suppose like having to do a space walk is like pretty dangerous, stuff like that. Like,
I imagine. Can you imagine? But like, I've made jokes on this podcast a few times that what's the next frontier for Tom Cruise now that he knows how to fly fighter jets? Obviously flying some sort of spaceship, and there we go.
I saw, what's his name, Tim Hadfield live. He was the astronaut who sang the David Bowie song in space.
Oh, yeah.
And he talked about that's actually like the most common career path for astronauts. It was the career path he took when he wanted to be an astronaut. He just took on any job that he knew would get him close. And that's, he used to test fighter jets. So yeah, you're right. It makes perfect sense. It's so neat.
Now I do wish I was rich, because I too would like to fly an obnoxious thing like a fighter jet or a spacecraft or whatever.
Why are you looking into helicopter flying lessons at one stage?
Not only have I been looking into that, I was talking about that today. Yeah, I think that's going to be my thinking about 2020 plan, but probably 2021 might be more realistic. At the very least, I think for my birthday, I'm going to see if I can do a helicopter flight.
Yeah.
And there's one that you get to like have a go at flying it by yourself, like with someone with you, and I'm getting there.
Great.
Watch out, Tom Cruise. I'm coming.
Oh, look out. Next action hero. Oh, my knees.
I don't need my knees when I'm flying a helicopter.
Don't need them. Don't need them at all.
I watched a video last night of a helicopter flying over all of the theme parks in Orlando to show how empty they were. And I was watching it.
It's from Attractions Magazine, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I know. It doesn't fly the same shit as you. Yeah, continue.
And I just looked at Ben. I'm like, if I flew a helicopter, I could do that one day too.
The balls on this gal.
Accidentally, like, chopping off Walt Disney's head on the statue because I get to trying to get a closer look. Remember, she was Ben.
Fireworks coming at you.
Good times.
Oh, so good.
All right.
Yeah, look out, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, watch out. I'm coming for you. Oh, imagine just chasing him down in a helicopter. What a time.
Oh, my God. He'd be so impressed. He proposed to you.
You're like, a woman chasing me in a helicopter? Well. I'll just chase you around forever. Anyway, that'll do for this mini-sode. Wrap it up before it gets too crazy. Lauren, just tell us what your sock meds are.
My sock meds are, if you would like to find me, I am on Twitter at Lauren Stardust. I'm also on Instagram at Lauren Stardust. And if you want to jump over to Facebook as well for some primo aesthetic posting as well as some angry feminist rants, you can find me at Lauren Stardust. So yeah, come say hi.
Nice. And it's Tom Cruise Reviews on Instagram, Tom Cruise Review on Twitter, where I'll be posting some smutty content. And my website's tomcruisereviews.com. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you later.
See you next time.